Area officials will tour Fort Hays State University campus this week. From the Hays Chamber, President and CEO Sarah Wassinger stumps by to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
So for many people, they may not know what the Community Cruise is, and we're calling this one Community Cruise Fort Hays Edition because we're doing it a little bit different format. So the Community Cruise is usually when the Downtown Hays Development Corporation, Grow Hays, the Hays Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the Chamber in Hays, of course, get together to take our elected officials and community leaders across town, and we show them all the different projects and things going on. Because there's been so much growth and development on the Fort Hays State University campus over the past several years, we thought, how cool would it be to rethink the idea just a little bit this year? So we're inviting those folks onto campus today. We'll have some presentations from our partnering agency directors that I just named and talk about what things are going on within our organizations and some of the projects we've been working on. And then we'll also give folks an opportunity to just kind of visit with one another, but such a neat event.
Yeah, I love that. You know, and we were kind of joking, some of us here in the office the other day about these events, because it's kind of, it seems like on the surface, you know, Hays is, let's be real, it's not the smallest of towns, but it's a small town. And like, what else could there be to see? But then you think about it and you actually get in on these things and you get driving around and absolutely there's so much going on that you don't even recognize. And you're absolutely right. Fort Hays campus, holy smokes. Talk about some work that they've done. It's like, that's like a whole new campus from when I went there.
I know. I don't barely recognize it myself anymore. I'm like, this would have been really cool when I was going to school. So, but I'm so excited that our students in our community and those who come to visit us from out of state really have such a wonderful campus to enjoy. So they do a great job just highlighting everything. And Jason Willoughby has been wonderful to work with. And a big shout out to Melissa Dixon. She's kind of taken the reins for organizing this year's cruise with him. Lunch will be provided by the Fort Hays State University Foundation. So people will be treated to that. It is kind of an invitation event. So we do have, I believe, media invited as well to cover that. So I'm not sure if there will be a Post story about that.
I do believe there will be.
Will there be a young man named James Bell there?
No, it's not me. I'm going to be here. I wish I could go. Okay. I love going to those things, but you guys, you planned it too early. So next year, keep that in mind. Early afternoon works better for me.
Okay. Duly noted.
That's the most important thing. Can James go?
Can James go?
No, yes. But there will be a Hays Poster story up there. Christina Janney, who's doing news for us this morning here on the Eagle Morning Show. I'm sure we'll be get that up maybe tomorrow or Thursday. So it'd be great to see.
Perfect. Well, we look forward to seeing her. One thing I do enjoy and what people should know is, you know, our elected officials work really hard to do a good job representing us. This gives them an opportunity to kind of be in the same room together. And there's something to be said about breaking bread with your fellow community leaders and elected officials and just making sure that everybody has a good idea of what things are going on in Hays. I think when we can all be on the same page and we can kind of get our gears turning in the same direction, we can achieve more together.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think there's something to be said, too, about the informal events. You know, when you're only interact in these settings where, you know, you've got business to do, there's something on the agenda. You don't get to, you know, have fun and enjoy those people. And once you make those connections and you have that ability, I think it serves the community better when those leaders are, and maybe not friends, but friendly.
Yes, absolutely. Well, ironically enough, I've been with the Chamber now full time since July of 2019. We usually do this event in April. And so I've not had a community cruise in my capacity yet. So this is my first one.
Oh, wow.
And Melissa Dixon and I were both talking. She's like, this might be the first one I remember. She said, maybe I was a part of one and I just don't remember. It was just so long ago. And I think this same could be said for Doug Williams too. So we're definitely excited. To our community leaders, if we, put our foot in our mouths or do something differently than what you're accustomed to, give us just a little bit of grace as this is our first time putting this together.
Well, and maybe it's time for a little change. Do it a little different.
There you go.
Get some new ideas in there.
Maybe next year we'll bring the bus back and get the band back together and go tour.
There you go. Well, Sarah, before we run out of time, we got to talk about some of the events because you got a lot going on this week. As always, it's always busy down at the Chamber, but there's some really cool stuff going on this week.
Yes, this week is jam-packed with a wonderful selection of events for people to participate in should they choose. Wednesday, July 27th at 4:30 p.m., our Hays Young Professionals Member Development Committee will be meeting at Defiance's downtown location, so definitely come and check that out. Thursday, July 28th at 1 p.m., We talked about this last week in greater detail, but Higher Paths, the Ellis County Educators Roundtable will be going on. That's just a great way for educators to learn about Higher Paths and how they might be able to utilize that programming in their classroom. That event is free to attend, and it will be at Brief Space in the basement conference room. So if you plan on attending that, please be sure to park in front of the Brief Space location. And then we're going to be doing the same type of event at 3 p.m. that same day, July 28th, but that will be a Higher Paths Ellis County Business Roundtable. So business owners can figure out how they can utilize Higher Paths to attract workforce, which obviously is something that everybody is struggling with right now. And it may not provide immediate relief, but it's definitely something that people can add to their toolkit to help them be successful with recruiting.
And I would think anything you can get in that toolkit right now is helpful.
Absolutely. Any visibility is usually good visibility, as they say in marketing. And then Friday, July 29th at 9 a.m., we'll be having our ribbon cutting and chamber chat with the FHSU inaugural TGOF, so Tiger Gear on Friday, Partner of the Year. And we will be hosting that at the Sunflower Bank North location. So please be sure to join us for that. And then since it is the last week of the month, we'll of course be having our membership lunch on Friday, July 29th as well. That will be held at noon at Smoky Hill Country Club. That will be sponsored by Sunflower Bank. And to kind of round the week out for folks who maybe can't attend those roundtables, Kristen Brighton, who will be our featured guest speaker at those roundtable Higher Paths discussions, will actually be talking about Higher Paths in general and kind of sharing some videos with those in attendance. They're really cool. They're called those cool career videos that we talked about last week. So be sure to register for that. Yesterday was technically the deadline, but I'm sure if you treat the staff really nicely today and call in before noon, they'd be able to get you in to RSVP.
Very cool. Yeah, and that's something, if you're interested, don't miss it, because what a powerful and helpful tool for the community.
Absolutely.
Well, all right, Sarah, anything else before we go?
You know, just want to remind folks that Chamber Blue of Kansas, we still have that survey window open. And this week is the last week for the survey for the childcare business survey that we have going on. So if you have not already participated in those and are interested in doing so, we would encourage you to visit our website to check those out.
Absolutely. No cost associated with either of those now.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
But the chamber thing, we've talked about this so many times. So I like talking about it because what a cool benefit for the community. But you need the people that have the interest, even if you're just maybe like, I don't know, get signed up for one of these sessions and do the survey and all that now, right?
Yes. So a little foreshadowing into next week. So next week, Friday, our chamber chat will be at the Welcome Center. We'll be talking about Chamber Blue of Kansas. So if you weren't able to check out the breakfast or lunch that we had to learn more about that, come check that out and join us to learn more.
Next Friday. Okay. Get it on the calendar. So if
Welcome
you're interested.
Center.
Yep. And plus, the Welcome Center, you go down there. It's, you know, every time I go in there, it's very welcoming, which I suppose is the point. But everybody is always so happy when you walk in that building. I love it.
Well, we're going to have a Cathedral whole bean roast coffee there for folks, as well as McDonald's breakfast burritos and sausage McMuffins. So even if you don't per se feel like you want to learn more about insurance or you're good there, you should just come for a good meal and good conversation, because we have a lot of fantastic people that attend those.